After fierce debate and passionate protest, the assembly voted to give school districts more power to deny new charters. A separate bill would cap charter schools, allowing no more after January 1st. Governor Brown vetoed similar reforms, but Governor Newsom, who ran with the enthusiastic backing of the teachers' unions, is more receptive. In an interview with KCBS, the governor said the charter versus district school issue has been festering for 20 years, and it would be a miracle if he and the legislature can resolve it now.
I'm working collaboratively with the superintendent of public education on a work group that is concluding its work in the next few weeks to try to rein in some of these additional reforms, quote unquote, as it relates to charters. Those bills will progress and they'll process over the course of the next few weeks. But there's a lot of work, I can assure you, happening behind the scenes on that, and I hope it comes to a place where we can find some common ground.
So does he support a moratorium on new charter schools? Would he sign a bill that includes a cap?
It's an open-ended question, and I'm not going to trip up the work group and the consensus that we're trying to build around that issue.
Supporters of traditional public education say charters are sucking out too many kids and too much money, while charter school advocates say they're filling a void left by public schools. Newsom has already signed a bill requiring more charter transparency, and his budget would bar charters from rejecting disabled kids. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.